Hey guys, welcome everyone to the show. This past year has made it kind of hard to concentrate. That's the end of that statement. I'm a bit serious though. I mean, we all have so much to take in on almost a daily basis with things like COVID numbers, vaccination numbers, the ever-looming threat of global warming, and of course, the respective lockdown rules that we all have to keep updating ourselves on. And if you're living in a place anywhere like Ontario, they virtually make no sense and seem to change every day. It makes me wonder what we would do in an actual zombie apocalypse. I mean, I bet we would have kept the schools closed, you know, a bit longer, not too much longer, obviously, kids need to learn, but probably a bit, you know, because of the zombies. But this show isn't about zombies, not yet at least. This is New Ones at Noon, aka the New Music Mondays podcast. I am your host, Ben in Toronto, and this is the show where we look at the best new Canadian independent music from coast to coast that I could find this week. It's a good show today, folks. It's a weird show for a weird time. This show is available in podcast form, by the way, on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Deezer, and iHeartRadio, so don't forget to subscribe if you dig it. It is also available every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Dropout Radio, and you can tune in to Dropout Radio at dropoutentertainment.ca. As I mentioned, this past year has made it a bit hard to concentrate. I've been spending some time, as did Noel Gallagher apparently, according to Twitter, spending some time reading up on the UFO topic and getting into some of Tom DeLonge's crazy-ass work. I gotta say that the whole thing is absolutely fascinating, to be honest. I mean, at the moment, we're in the midst of a 180-day countdown that ends in June, I believe, at which point the United States Congress will have to be briefed by all the three-letter agencies on what they know about the UFO topic. And, you know, is it swamp gas? Is it lizard people? Is it an all-encompassing vibrating super spectrum that we're all inescapable part of? Personally, I'm kind of leaning towards the lizard people, like crab people from South Park, but lizards, and I'm hoping they sing. It is a lot to think about, singing lizard people. I mean, if that kind of thing gets your brain going, as it does mine, I recommend checking out some books by John Keel. He's a great author. He was played by Richard Gere in a movie, so you can't go wrong there. I like to just put on, you know, one of his audiobooks, walk around the city, and just daydream about what could be. Canadian singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist Caitlin Bean from Stratford, Ontario, is back with her new single, Daydreaming. And I didn't even know she'd left. This is one of those groovy tracks that keeps you a little bit higher, a little bit longer, if you know what I mean. Bean describes her new track like this, quote, "You know that moment when you see a total stranger in your mind and you imagine walking up to them confidently and introducing yourself, and then the rest is quote, quote, history? Daydreaming is that idea played out in someone's mind. Who doesn't love a romantic love at first sight story? A first love that lasts the rest of their lives," end quote. Bean is one of those really impressive musicians. She's been playing music since the age of 4, when she took up the drums. I banged around on pots and pans when I was 4. Does that count? No? Playing the drums quickly led the artist to start writing and performing her own music, and by the time Bean was 17, she found herself in a studio with Nashville-based musicians, hammering out an album. The experience would lead her to release her first album in 2017, and it's called Spark. Check that out if you have some time. It is well worth a listen for sure. If sexy, smooth, pop R&B is your thing, and why shouldn't it be? This is the new one from Caitlin Bean. It has got me wandering around the city, looking at the sky. It is called Daydreaming. You got me just daydreaming. I don't know why. You got me just daydreaming. I got you on my mind.
Daydreaming, I don't know why. drum. Already know that you're my number one. Every time that I see you, we lock eyes, what do I do? Our future's on the line. Fear stops me every time. I wanna make you mine, cause I know you got it, baby.
That was Daydreaming by Caitlin Bean. Don't look up in the sky too much, though, especially if you're crossing the street. People seem to hate that, and it's, you know, it's dangerous, too, so don't do it. I certainly didn't, that's for sure. Eclecticus is an independent rock band from Toronto, Canada. The band is fronted by life partners Gar Reid and Tina LeMay. This is one of those bands that crosses genres of rock, like they are basically nothing. And that's really awesome. Reid and LeMay consistently experiment with their music and evolve their sound. They write songs inspired by life, by love, and they write songs as a reflection of what society should try harder to see in itself. Sometimes, at least. The band just released their new album 5.0. That is the band's fifth album, by the way. The album comes months on the heels of the band's last album, Take Me Away. I sat down over the global internet web service to speak with Eclecticus about their new album, some alternative history theories, and their new song, Get Me the President. Here is my interview with Eclecticus. Everybody, I'm here with Gar and Tina from Eclecticus. Gar and Tina, how are you guys today?
Great, Ben.
Excellent.
Looking forward to a long weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You two are partners in life and partners on stage, is that right?
That's right.
If you guys mind me asking, how long have you been together in life and then creatively together?
Sure. Well, we've been together for 13 years as a couple, excellent. And we've been in a band for 10 years.
Very cool. Very cool. How did that evolve?
Well, So we had Wednesday night jams here in the beach at Fitzgerald's, which were like notorious for like amazing musicians coming about. And we met there and befriended each other, and you know, the rest is history.
I was singing on stage when I met Tina. Tina was playing tambourine in the crowd.
Excellent.
We were in a band for a number of years up until COVID hit. And so then we've been doing a lot of writing on our own since.
When you guys write, that kind of leads me to my next question. As a couple, when you guys write, what does that look like? Is it collaborative? Like,
sure. Well, yeah. Sometimes it's collaborative. Other times Tina or I will have our own kind of songs that we've started on a chord progression or a melodic idea, and I think we do a lot of collaboration when we play in a band, obviously. And in songwriting mostly.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like Gary said, we typically will write a line, but at the point of creation, beyond that, I think it becomes more and more collaborative, where you're, someone's gonna write something, a bridge or a melodic line. And so it's different every time, but really it starts with the guitar. We write the lyrics last, actually.
Yeah.
Are there ever disagreements? And if so, how do you guys solve disagreements?
Yes,
of course.
We'd be lying.
We're a married couple. The disagreements are not, they're just surrounding an idea or something that, you know, if you've got two people that are creative and you're coming up with a common goal of a song, sometimes they're a breeze, other times they're a little more tricky. And you know, like any couple, we have disagreements about what we think is the best creative idea. But by the end of it, both of us have to be satisfied with it.
Yeah, I think that the best music comes out through, knowing when to say, you know, we don't agree. And sometimes, you know, one person's idea will go forward because eventually there's a discussion on, you know, this does sound better. And I think it just encourages better songwriting.
Very cool. So you kind of grow together and off each other.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. He's my like mentor when it comes to singing. And I have to say that, you know, over the years, we just blend so well. And we know each other very well. And we support each other that way. And it's been, we've totally evolved over the years. We're never like seen as duets. Like, this is not a duet type of band. It's bringing two voices that kind of meld together to give a big sound.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool, very cool. That kind of leads me to my next question. How would you describe Eclecticus's? How would you describe the Eclecticus sound to somebody who has never heard it?
Okay, maybe you could best answer that, Tina.
I think we're really a vocal-centric type of band, and we love rhythm, and we like to explore various genres with the foundation of rock. So, you know, we've been told, you know, you find out after the fact when you hear a song, people say, this reminds me of this and this. You don't go out setting out a song, say, hey, I want to sound like Oasis. But someone will say, you know, that's, you have orchestration sometimes are a little bit lower in the mix. And the vocals are a little bit above, but really, it really supports that vocal.
Well, I like to think we sound like XTC.
XTC, nice. My next question is actually, this is a separate question for both of you, so you can both answer independently. Who would you say is your biggest personal musical influence?
Couple of bands. Led Zeppelin certainly is one of my favorite bands of all time. There's something about the energy. I mean, I love Pink Floyd. I love a lot of the classic rock bands, but there was an energy there that I'd never heard, and I still love it to this day. As far as lyrical content, things like that, I like Tom Waits. I like the genius of Tom Waits, and in fact, I think his wife writes most of his lyrics these days, Kathleen Brennan. But it's ingenuity, I think, I've always enjoyed so much. Obviously, some people would say he's not the best singer in the world. I think he is.
Right on.
I guess for me, I mean, I have a lot of influences. I can't say one in particular, but if I was going to say as a songwriter, Bonnie Raitt, I think, is one of the, you know, people that I really revere. But in current times, Flaming Lips, you know, so it depends on the, I guess, on the genre and the year. I think I span across a lot of genres that I love. It just really depends. And I think they somehow have influenced, you know, my work. Like Nine Inch Nails, like Trent Reznor is a hero of mine. And some people, some other musicians that I've worked with and or seen, like Sean Santelicia, wonderful, you know, guitar player, folk Canadian guitar player, but has a real edge. And so he inspires me as well.
You guys have a brand new EP out. It's called 5.0. The single off that is a song called Took Me For Granted. I want to play a different song though today, because it's also a great song. And I wanted to talk a little bit about Get Me the President.
Okay.
Could you tell me about where that song came from? And
sure.
Just tell me. Yeah, I'm into it.
Well, it's a song that Tina and I and the band were playing for probably the last 5 years or so. And we'd never put it out. And I'm kind of interested in the political world and history. And it's really, when I listen to it now, boy, it's more relevant than ever. A lot of it had to do with kind of the 2008 crash and you know, how this world is transforming. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and there's obviously some anger in there about it all. I think now, I kind of laugh at it in the sense that it's become so congruent to reality more than I imagined.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would absolutely agree with that. I would say, I think maybe since the 2008 crash, I think everyone has become a little bit more aware of the system, the systemic problems that created that in the first place, probably more so than we were aware in 2008, when everyone was like, man, Wall Street sucks, but we didn't quite know why yet.
Well, that's, you know, history is a good way to predict the future, I have to admit.
Gary's quite a visionary, I think, in terms of his knowledge of World War II history and American politics is academic, and it's autodidactic completely. Like, he's self-learned, and he really reads up on a lot of this stuff. So I think, you know, Get Me the President was a real baby of Gary's, and or Gar's, as his friends call him. Don't tell anyone.
Nice. Do you think rock music now is not as political as it once was?
Definitely.
Oh, yes.
I think, you know, just by judging by what I hear from the Foo Fighters, for example, it doesn't seem to be, there hasn't been a good protest song in a long time, I don't think. And so, I haven't really heard much of rock other than, you know, Rage Against the Machine and other ones I can think of.
I think people appropriate older rock music for current issues, and I'm not sure it's because there's a shift in terms of what genres are more popular now than before, and so who knows? Like, I'm surely I haven't heard every song out there, so it's possible that there are. But what I've heard in terms of popular music, no, I think it's been more on the pop side of things versus, the rock, the message.
It seems to be. What do you think? I mean, as far as I could tell, it seems like rock is more fun right now than it's ever been.
Absolutely. I think even in the more serious tone music that I listen to lately, especially in the new music that comes out, it seems to be less culturally sort of politically focused and more, maybe more culturally focused, in the sense that a lot of people are talking about mental health and gender issues and stuff. So it's political in the sense that it's certainly moving society forward. I would say that it's less critical of the establishment than I am used to, or was used to at one point.
Yeah, sure.
That makes sense. Why do you think politics and music is important?
Well, do you want to answer that, Dina?
I think we certainly wouldn't put ourselves forward as just a political band. We love fun and so forth.
For sure.
We also, enjoy history and understanding how the world is. And music and politics and culture, they're all kind of music's a mirror of what's going on, typically. You had mentioned that people are not as political in their music. And I think that might have to do with some of the fear around speaking to it now. Things have really changed in terms of what's acceptable.
That's fair.
And you don't wanna be criticized for that. So you have to be really careful in music, because people might be very critical of that. And that shouldn't be the way. Art shouldn't be, it should reflect what's going on, versus being looking at the artist and saying that's what they believe. They're just observers of what's going on in the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that's what I think. What about you, Gary?
Yeah, I think that's true. I think politics, nobody wants to be, unless you're Rage Against the Machine or a band that's patently political, you can have some political ideas, but you don't want to be also put in a box that's the only kind of music they do, and so therefore I'm not interested.
Some of our music, we touch on things other than, relationships and fun,
social commentary.
Yeah. And I think we try to do that on every album. On the last album, we did Weight of the World, which was a little bit different. And this one is Get Me the President. So we'd like to say something, and that has some meaning.
The reason I laugh is Weight of the World is probably the only song written about Hitler escaping to Argentina. I don't think I even mentioned his name in it. So there's a good little secret that popped out.
And that is, I am certainly not going to say one way or another, but I will say that there is 100% a very German town in Argentina.
Yes.
And that is a true fact, and you can go look that up, and everything else beyond that.
Who knows?
That was on Take Me Away, Weight of the World.
Very cool. No, I think the subject matter is fascinating, if nothing else.
Exactly.
What is coming up next for Eclecticus?
Well,
I'd love to play some live shows, frankly.
Right.
I miss that a lot, but I don't know. What do you think, Tim?
So I think, right now we're trying to get this album out and promote that, market that, and we're continually writing every week. I pick up my guitar probably 4 or 5 times a week, and either play something that I've created from before. I think what we're going to do is, as we move on, now that we've put 2 albums out it took 7 months to do 2 albums. We may be putting out more singles in the coming months just to keep that momentum going.
Very awesome. And where can we find more and keep up with Eclecticus?
Our website is www.eclecticusband.com.
And our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter handles are at Eclecticus Band. I know that's a hard word to spell, but sometimes when you put it in Google, say Eclecticus, and it'll somewhat spell it for you. So
usually gets it wrong. Eclecticus, you know.
Do you guys want to give us a spelling, just so everyone out there can type it down?
Eclecticus.
Eclecticus.
Yeah, Eclecticus. Think about those two words, and if you don't have three C's in it, it's incorrect.
And this is our 5th album, so we are distributed, you know, worldwide on every streaming platform that you can get your music.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Tina and Gar.
Thanks, Ben. Really, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Everyone, this is Get Me the President by Eclecticus.
This world is governed by decree. We all stand down to watch the game. I know it won't be long. We lost everything. As Wall Street calmly walks away, the wasted time of luxury. The system falls apart, makes beggars of us all. That never came. It never meant that much to me. I know it won't be long. We lost everything. An oath that's masked by empty words. I've been around once or twice, but I know I won't be taken on by fear. I never had time for you. And waking up, yeah, waking up is hard to do. How did we become the target? A clear and present threat. Will a crisis be our downfall? Are all our movements dead? Get me the president. Get me the president. Yeah, get me the president.
That was Get Me the President by Eclecticus. Thank you again to Gar and Tina for hanging out with me. As Gar mentioned, that song was written about the 2008 president. I don't imagine calling the president from the past few years would have done very much good. I'm not quite sure he knew how to use a phone. This guy, the new guy though, you know, honestly, I don't know. I stopped watching that show when the crazy guy left. And I did. To be fair, I told you right off the bat that this was going to be a weird show. We got to talk about some UFOs. We talked about some alternative history theories with Eclecticus. I found the name of that town, by the way. It's La Cumbrecita in Argentina. And it was founded in 1932 by Dr. Helmut Chabowski of Berlin. The weirder the world gets, the more it seems to stay the same. I mean, even if you told me tomorrow morning aliens exist among us, I'd probably still go out for a Starbucks in the afternoon, because afternoons. This is the new one from Calgary indie artist Chad Van Galen off his new album, World's Most Stressed Out Gardener. This is Nothing Is Strange. Nothing Is Strange by Chad Van Galen, and if you have a chance, for sure, check out his new album, World's Most Stressed Out Gardener. It is truly a great listen. Van Galen has a way with lyrics and storytelling that's really just engaging and entertaining. Great for keeping an eye on the sky while you try not to get hit by cars on King West. I seriously didn't do that. That is it for the show this week. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I hope you stay strange out there. Also, take care of yourself and take care of each other and all that good stuff. If I recall, that is what the Galactic Federation is waiting for, right? All of us to calm the hell down. Remember when the Israeli space dude literally said that? Also, don't forget, every day between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m., we are turning control of Dropout Radio over to you for Fan Takeover. Visit dropoutentertainment.ca/fantakeover for more info. I am still your host, Ben in Toronto, and I will be back next week with some all-new Canadian independent music. You can also tune into Dropout Radio on the MyTuner Radio app. You can hook that right into your Sonos. You can hook it into your car. It's a great app, and it sounds dope. Dropout is licensed to play through SoCan. And now, back to 100% real Canadian independent music. This is Dropout Radio.